This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're not going to like me here in a minute. Keep going.
I've not liked you for 14 years. What are you talking about?
It's going to get worse.
I actually had a buddy of mine come up to me one time and say, hey, can I? He asked about our job and our show. And he said, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. He goes, do you and Andy actually like each other?
I tell people we hate each other all the time.
I said, yeah. I said, you ever have a friend who just, you know, you love the guy and he absolutely drives you nuts?
Yeah, that's how I
feel about
you.
That's what Andy does for me and I do for Andy.
Isn't that crazy?
Exactly right.
I hate you people.
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead and make me hate you more now. Go ahead.
Okay, so I keep going back and I know that it's not you, it's Tyvus. I'm kind of like, you know, he said backup quarterbacks don't get reps. I just looked
at
the
so did Scott.
Yeah, I know. And then you're right.
It's just kind of the way it works in the NFL.
But it's hard
whether we like it or not.
I just went through the entire AFC, okay?
Congratulations.
And I went to our lads and I looked up every backup quarterback in the league. I mean, with the exception of Riley Leonard at the Colts, I mean, everybody has experience. Trubisky, Wilson in.
With Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson. I'm sorry, I can't remember my own writing. Josh Dobbs, Tyrod Taylor, Tyler Huntley, Jake Browning, Mason Rudolph. Davis Mills has 42 games under his belt. Nick Mullins, Brandon Allen, Jared Stidham, Gardner Minshew, Kenny Pickett, Trey Lance. Like, all of these guys have some sort of experience. And so that's why, that's right, that was a list. I'm proud of it. Thank you. That was my list. And so, I mean, I understand everyone say, well, backups don't get it. No, but the problem is maybe the Browns don't get it. I mean, we're the only one in this position, except maybe the Colts, that I have two rookies there. And I know you got to get the one rookie ready, but I'm just flabbergasted. It's my word of the day. That we had a backup quarterback.
Good word. Good word.
That we have to treat this like Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Sure. Not a problem.
Okay, we'll start doing it.
Okay. That didn't have one rep with these guys. And I get it. I understand backups don't get reps. Like, totally understand that. But I just read you the list of backup quarterbacks, according to our lads, in the AFC alone. I haven't even touched the NFC. And it's just because the situation is different. Because your backup quarterback normally has experience with another team. They created this situation. And I understand the argument, backup quarterbacks don't get reps. I get it. Okay. But when they decided to go with two rookie quarterbacks, they needed to say, maybe our backup could use a rep or two.
Devil's advocate here.
You can play it all you want. You're not changing my mind on this one. Go ahead.
What would give you a better chance to win most games? Having your starting quarterback, who's a rookie, get all the reps and be extremely prepped for the game and then go. Or have him not quite as prepared just in case he gets hurt.
I am going to make sure that my number two quarterback, whether he's a rookie or a veteran, knows, has had some sort of continuity with my team. So I even said today, give 95% of the reps to Gabriel. Give him 95%. at least you would give Sanders five, only because it's a unique position to put yourself in when you decide our starter's a rookie and our backup's a rookie. And it's unique across the AFC alone, because we didn't have a long enough commercial break for me to look at the NFC. That's why.
Dave is in Seville, home of tall people. Hello, Dave.
And the barber.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You.
What's up?
I think Stefanski screwed up at the beginning when he found out that Joe was going to be leaving. The week before, he should have gave up the trying to get Dylan ready to Tommy. Because look at DTR. Look at how he tried to get DTR ready. And look at where DTR is now. He's not even in the league. He should have gave Tommy the position of getting Dylan ready from the get-go. And I think Dylan would have been ready by this time and probably would have won the game yesterday if he hadn't got hurt.
Well, we won't know that answer. And here's the other thing. Tommy Rees is the offensive coordinator. He was Dylan ready to go. Okay. I mean, that's his job. So I'm sure he was, Dave. And you have Bill Musgrave, the quarterback coach. It just
seems like, you
that's
know,
what he the, had that's what DTR, those guys are there
he
for.
He had DTR, and he just screwed up DTR, and you think he would have learned from that.
DTR is another one where they threw him out way too early. He was another guy that wasn't ready, and they put themselves in a position to, yeah, oh, by the way, you're starting against the Ravens. What? Oh, I look good in the preseason. That should be like
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lesson number one, preseason games don't really matter.
Draft position does. Doesn't mean you can't overcome it. You can't expect DTR to go and play like a first-round draft choice. He was a fifth-round pick, sixth-round pick. You can't ask Shadur to go out and play like a first-round pick right out of the chute.
You can't ask Dylan either.
He was a fifth-round pick, and you can't ask Dylan either.
Yeah.
I mean, every team in the league passed over both of those quarterbacks multiple times. That's if you were trying to actually win games rather than win games while developing a young quarterback, then you had two better options. And you could make the argument you have a better option on the team right now and you're not using it in Bailey Zappe. Not that Bailey's any great shakes, but Bailey's played in the NFL and he's won some games.
If you were Kevin, who would you have wanted to start?
Start what? The game?
Yes.
Ultimately, Bailey Zappe.
I can't argue with you.
Ultimately, Bailey.
If you're a head coach in this league and you're trying to survive week to week, you want the guy with the most experience, whether you gave it to him or somebody else did.
My guess is if you asked Kevin in a private moment and he didn't think it was going anywhere, who he wanted at quarterback there this year, it would have been Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco.
No argument, Jeff. None on that.
Jeff is in Strongsville. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, good morning,
Jeff.
Gentlemen.
Good morning.
Andy, it was good having a brief conversation with you at the Friday football game that we both attended. But anyway.
Very nice. Very nice. Yes. Don't give away any of my secrets, my friend.
No, I'm not saying a word. But that being said, if you watch the highlight tapes of Sanders at Colorado, he has this bad tendency of feeling pressure that's not there and then leaking out the backside of the line.
Backpedaling.
Yes.
Going back. Correct. Significant yardage, yes.
True.
Correct.
And we saw that yesterday. We saw it in the preseason, especially in that second game he played.
Of course. And more importantly, I went and watched the second half again, and there was at least four or five times where Sanders had the opportunity to step up in the pocket and make a throw. And he reverted back. And again, what you're saying, Andy, is true. I do believe that because he didn't have any time with the first team offense, he probably was scared, you know what. But that being said, he's not going to survive in the NFL if he thinks that he's going to be able to drop back, plant his foot, and then escape the pocket and make plays. Because when he was at Colorado, he's throwing to Travis Hunter and, what was it, Jimmy Horn Jr., who are both now in the NFL, right?
He threw a lot, and Jeff, I'm guessing you have. I watch a lot of his tape at Colorado. He threw a lot of balls, and I'm not saying this is bad even. He threw a lot of balls deep. The ones that he did throw deep, jump ball, Travis, go get it. And Travis did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. And the plays that he does show in his own highlight videos that his production team threw online are timing passes when he does drop back and just throw it, plant his foot and throw. Again, you're going to make throws like that in the NFL, but you have to be able to drop back, and we hear it all the time from analysts. We hear it all the time from, you know, people on broadcasts. You have to trust your eyes. And Shador has never trusted his eyes. He doesn't drop back, plant his foot, and get rid of the football. He thinks that his athletic ability, and the only time that works in the NFL, we watched it yesterday with Baltimore, with a running quarterback. That's the only time it works. Because you have to have the threat of a quarterback that's going to leak out and then run the ball, which Sanders tried to do yesterday, but he never looked comfortable doing it, right? So I don't understand this definitive, like, we saw enough from Sanders yesterday. Maybe he is going to develop into something special, but I can't believe that anybody with a objective eye can look at what he did yesterday and say he's the answer. I don't get
not,
it.
Not
I
mean, yet. And Jeff, I'd say the same thing about Dylan Gabriel.
Right. 100%. Yeah. And so digging in and saying one or the other is the answer is ludicrous to me, but that's what we do here in Cleveland, right?
That's a great point, Jeff.
Jeff, thank you.
I totally agree with you. I don't know how you can dig your heels in on this either way. You just can't. He's right.
Neither guy.
Kind of the way I felt walking in today. I'm like, I don't know how you could say one thing or another. Obviously, the sample size is a little bit bigger with Gabriel, but it's still tiny.
It's still small for Dylan, and it's minuscule for Shador.
It's
minuscule for Shador. I'll be honest. There were a couple of throws. He was 4 of 16. Okay? 4 of 16. There were a couple of throws he
in
made.
In two quarters. We probably should preface that.
I know.
Because a lot of times you're 4 of 16, you think
right,
the whole game.
But I thought a couple of things. I just thought, there are a couple of throws that's like, I don't mind that throw. And I don't mind that attitude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.